Blog Talk Radio.
Mastering Life Simplicity with your host, Jeffrey Lund, and our guest host, Luis. And Luis is enjoying a soccer game in California, I believe. And and so we're on live again this evening, continuing our story called Living Undocumented and the Continuation. We had another person scheduled who didn't make it with us tonight, and we have a few people who may call in. Anyway, as we continue with the topic, and as we do every show over the last year, we always want to do the holiday of the day. And today's holiday is National Maple Syrup Day. And on National Maple Syrup Day is celebrated evidently every December 17th. And as history would show that maple syrup was first originated by the Native Americans as they took the sap from the maple tree and boiled it to make the maple syrup that we know today and enjoy in all aspects of pancakes, waffles. And evidently, I guess you should try to drink it in hot coffee, et cetera. And I always say get the natural maple syrup and not brand off the shelf that's full of additives. Anyway, as we're talking about maple syrup, we're talking about history. We want to kind of refresh. Last week we spoke with Luis. Luis shared his story of his journey to where he is today. Currently, Luis is traveling across the country, enjoying time with friends, family, soccer games, you name it. But a couple of questions, you know, that we will look at today is, there's all this talk, and does the talk really make sense? And more I'm seeing on Facebook a lot more posts about people rallying and to be American. You got to be American, and we shouldn't allow, that's the big topic now, is the Muslims. As we talked last week, there's always been this perception of the fact that our undocumented are primarily of Mexican descent, whereas we find that a larger percentage are from Asian countries, African and European countries, and only 31% of our undocumented in this country are Latino, but that's not just Mexican. So as we look at this and we continue our talk, we would just like Luis to share more and help us understand more of his journey and his future and what we can do to help people understand that, you know, their perceptions aren't reality. And the things that are happening out there, happening every day, are not what we see, not what we hear in the media, not the glamorized stories and rallying. And it's just kind of unfortunate that we can't understand everyone and understand where everybody's coming from. And with that being said, we'd like you to like our Facebook page called F the Fear, as we're, Luis and I are F the Fear Warriors, along with some others, trying to eradicate fear from this world so that we can all understand each other and live a truly wonderful life. Luis, welcome. How are you doing?
Hello, Jeff. I'm doing good. I hope everyone's doing good today. Just enjoying some family time. And, I mean, I'm glad I'm here, man. I'm out here in California right now. And if we have any listeners from the Bay Area, California area, I'm going to give you props. I don't know how you people deal with so much traffic. Oh, my God. I love the weather, everything else, but the traffic, man. Traffic is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is amazing. I had lived in Southern California for some time, and it's just amazing going nowhere and then at other times going 100 miles an hour. It's quite a unique aspect to California with so many people. But here in Denver, just last week with the snowstorm, I think we were kind of in the same boat of going nowhere. Anyway, yeah. Luis, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So as we were talking last week, I think we were talking about a lot of aspects, and I didn't know if you had any other stories to share or any concerns from your friends or others that you share a common aspect with.
Well, one of the stories that I think you can relate even to now to my trip is, like, it's crazy to see how families are separated for such a long time, and when they finally get the opportunity to reunite and meet again, it's like time, even though it's been years or decades, whatever it is, families still remember like if it was yesterday the last time they saw each other. For example, we came to California because my mom wanted to reunite with her two sisters, and it's been 12 years since they last saw each other, and I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I cried just seeing them hugging each other and all that. I got to meet all my little cousins. I have four cousins that I have no idea about. I mean, I heard about them, but had never met them, and I mean, I know a lot of families go through that. It doesn't matter if you're immigrant or not, it doesn't matter what race you are. Sometimes people move to another area and it takes time for them to reunite or meet again. And I mean, I think it's great. It's a great feeling to have a family and just to be able to see them again and share memories, share some time together.
Good. Yeah, it's kind of, I think a lot of us probably in the United States don't understand the size of our country and the fact that our relatives can live states away and we may not see them for a long time. And we have so much space and so much distance. And then it gets hard because we get busy in our daily lives, taking on all the daily living and things that are going on, and we get so busy we fail to reconnect. And I think, as Luis, you pointed out, it's been 12 years since your mom saw her sisters, yet it can feel like yesterday. And I can tell there's a lot of excitement in that, correct?
Oh, yeah, a lot of excitement. I'm not going to lie. I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Good. And then as we continue on, and just so our listeners know, I mean, there's several projects that Luis is helping me with now and hoping to do more and more, and for us to actually reach out to all of you in different aspects as things are continuing to move in a positive direction for getting the word out of what we're trying to accomplish. So, Luis, as you're sitting there looking around and you're in California and you've traveled from this area to California and you're going to be traveling back, what are some things that you would want to share with maybe some of the younger generation of your culture who are kind of facing some impact or some things that you've gone through?
Well, there's a few things I'd like to share. Something I want to tell them is, like, don't stop yourself from trying new things, from going to new places, to actually want to do something better for your life. Sometimes it might be hard, I'm not going to lie. There's some really hard paths out there, but as long as you have the will, you have the hope, and you work hard, you're going to make it. Some doors are going to open to you. Many doors are going to open to you. And I mean, I feel like that's the great thing about the United States. It doesn't matter how rough the path is, how many challenges are on your way, there's always going to be a door. There's always going to be a door, and it's not going to be an easy door. You're going to have to work hard, do some sacrifices and all, but I feel like at the end it's all worth it. I'm still not where I want to be. I know I haven't fulfilled all my path, but it's process of life. You got to work hard. You got to earn things. I mean, that's the only way to make it somewhere. And
no, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just like keep trying. That's it. That's the only thing you got to do. Keep trying. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. You got to keep trying. I fail many times. I'm not going to lie. I've fallen many times, but every single time I've gotten up, I've learned my mistakes, and just got to keep moving.
So then I have a question for you, Luis, because I had an interesting interaction today with somebody from your community who was stressing really heavily, and they're stressing about school and wanting to go to school and trying to get into school. And my comment was, you know, stop worrying. You know, if you worry, it takes away from action, which leads to fear, which leads to you not going anywhere. And thinking about the community, your network of friends, and those individuals, how many of them have given up on dreams just because of how hard it is, the things that are going on in their lives? I mean, just estimate.
Well, I know a lot of people that, I include myself in there. I was at this point where I will stress out. I will really stress out, worry about school. I wanted to be in school. I wanted to go to college and all that. And I wasn't making anywhere. I was stuck in a hole. And I got to a point where I was like, hey, I know school's going to be ready for me when the time is ready. I'm going to get there in the least time expected. And that's how it happened. I mean, once I started school, I was like, whoa, I'm here. Now I got to work hard. But you just got to stop worrying about things. Stop stressing about it. It's going to come to you when it's got to happen. Things that things that you pressure and all that are never going to come out right. You just got to give it its time.
Right. And I keep thinking about a project I wanted to do 5 years ago that I know you're helping me with. And now, after the first of the year, there's some good conversations with some people that may help actually get this project off the ground in a much further direction than it would have 5 years ago. So we always have to know that. And I guess one thing I tell everybody in this world, don't ever lose sight of those goals and dreams, because as you go through life, you should always take advantage of new people you meet, because they may open doors that never existed. And you said something about the time is right. And I think a lot of times we're all impatient. And you don't have to be a non-citizen or the citizen of the U.S. to have all these fears and stress. And so I guess the big thing for me, Luis, is what about your community, and what about people having maybe so much fear? Do you think it's hard to break out and to be the one to step forward? I mean, I look at my dad. He's one of 10 kids and very poor family, poor migrant farmer family, like I talked about it last time. And he's the only one that stepped out later in life. In his 30s, he went to college because he wanted to be a math teacher. And I just, you know, he stepped out and he broke out of that paradigm and did what he really wanted to do. So what can we do to help inspire people to look beyond, you know, because a lot of times I think what happens is we get in our communities and our families and, well, this is the way it's going to be. You know, we can't break out of this realm. We can't do what we want to do. I mean, what are some solutions or ideas that we could give your friends and your community and everyone in this country, because so many people are held back by fear?
Well, I feel one great thing that people in general can do is expand their knowledge. To not be afraid to meet someone new, to not be afraid to learn something new. It's just like we all have a bubble. We all have our own space, our own way of thinking. But why not expand all of that? Get to know people, get to experience things. All that is going to open brand new paths. And I mean, it's going to open knowledge. If you open your mind, open your, I mean, nobody's asking you to change. Just asking you to open your mind to view different ways of thinking, view different ways of doing something. And I mean, I feel like that's going to open a lot of doors, a lot of knowledge. And I mean, it's going to show you the right path. It's going to show you what it's going to be best for you.
Yeah, but what about the fear of talking to other people or networking? You know, I mean, what about that fear? Because how can you trust people when a lot of times maybe you feel as though everyone's against you, or maybe you don't belong? I mean, how do you trust these people? How do you get the confidence to even network with these people?
I mean, I feel like in that case, there's no such thing as trust. I feel like it's more like taking a risk and see what the outcome is. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah, there's bad and good people out there. And maybe from talking to other, from one people to another, you're going to meet someone or another person. But even if it's a mistake going into something, you're going to learn some knowledge out of it. So I feel like it's not much about trust. It's more about knowledge and learning from it.
Okay.
That's how I see it. And I feel like we got to use that fear. I have fear. I get fear when I'm trying to meet someone new. But I feel like all the fear, all those feelings that are pushing us back, we just got to grab them and put them behind us so they can help us move forward. They, instead of pushing us back, they can move us forward to do something new, to meet new people or try something new and all that stuff. And I feel like that's how fear should be treated. I don't like how people are like, yeah, I'm scared. I got fear. I'm not going to be able to accomplish this. But why don't you view it the other way? Instead of letting it hold you back, let it push you. Let it push you and actually do things.
Right. I think I did have something in my mind, and I lost it, of course. But, you know, I always tell people from everything bad comes something good. And I know for salespeople, you know, salespeople work really, really hard. And they may have to meet and talk to 100 people just to get 10 people to buy something from them. But it's that drive and perseverance that helps them make those 10 sales, which helps keep them alive, which helps keep them fired up to their passion in that business. And I think a lot of times what happens is we hear things around us. We're afraid to say something because somebody may say no. Somebody may say something we don't like. Maybe we see the fear, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Luis, but, you know, thinking about us talking now on the show, if I'm a person and I'm undocumented, am I afraid to tell my story because maybe I'll get deported or people report me or something like that or treat me different? I see a lot of things posted out there on Facebook and other social media that are really against people. Well, they're not American, this, they're not that. So is that fear exist, I guess? Is it too strong to overcome?
I don't think it's too strong to overcome. I feel like, yes, there's people out there that are scared, and I'm not going to lie. Yes, there's people that might report you or are not okay with what you're saying or doing. But let's say you talk to 10 people. Out of those 10 people, 9 say no. Those 9 want you out of here and all that. But there's that one person that's saying, yes, I'm going to support you. I'm going to have your back. I'm going to be there with you. Let's do this. So it doesn't matter if 9 people don't want you here or are denying you. As long as there's that one person that's going to give you their support and all that, I feel like more doors are going to open for you. It doesn't,
okay.
That's how I see it. I mean,
so I don't know. I guess, you know, as we're running down to under 10 minutes here and we're chatting away, I mean, what do you see as the future? I mean, of course, you know, we'll have elections coming up next year. We're seeing all these political debates and you know, a lot of things and going around in this world, and we see a lot of people, not just in this country, but other countries being displaced by war and terror. I think out of the 100 and whatever countries there are in this world, there's only 10 or 11 that have no war conflict internally at this point. I mean, that's terrible. I mean, there's violence and anger throughout the whole world, not just here. But what do you see as the future for, like, your family and eventually your children in your situation?
Well, for a future, I see a better future, a future with change. I know it's going to change here in the United States. Yeah, there's a lot of reprehension against people that are color, different color, that are not white or whatever. But I feel it's going to be, there's going to be a change. This country was built by immigrants. And I mean, it's going to keep going that way. Yes, I think wars might happen in a way, but if you look at it, if you go anywhere you go, you're going to have people from different ethnicities, because that's what builds everything. Difference, people from everywhere is what builds something stronger. So I feel it's going to be better. And I don't know, I'm not scared to tell my story or tell my opinions, because I know it's going to help out in the future. Some way or another, I know it's going to make a difference. It might not be a big difference, but as long as it helps one way, and I think for the people in general, later in the future, it's going to be, I think the people that are going to make it somewhere are the people that speak up, that are willing to talk and give out their opinions. Just somebody that doesn't talk or speak or is not able to communicate with others, it's not going to make it anywhere. If you're able to contribute and give your point of view and all that, everything's going to open up for you. Your future, better opportunities, and everything. So, I don't know. I feel like once I have children, if at one point I have children, this is one thing I want to teach them. To never quiet down. To always say what they feel, always bring out their ideas, to always speak up. Because you never know what's going to do. It might do a big difference. It might get you in trouble. You never know. But if you don't find out, if you don't do it, how do you know how life is going to treat you?
Right. And I agree, because, you know, the problem is we lack collaboration, communication, and basically common sense. And I, you know, I'm much older in life, but I can remember way back being in junior high, which is now called middle school, and I was chosen to be part of a group, and they took kids from all the different groups within the school, and they had us meet twice a month for an hour. And what I realized was that even though we either looked different or acted different, had different backgrounds, some were cowboys and some were hoods and, you know, whatever it was, what I think we all discovered was that we all had a story and we all had a reason of why we were who we were. And I think in this world as a whole, we fail to really try to understand the people around us. And every day, as I was working today, and I used the coffee shop as my office for 6 hours, I saw so many people coming in. And just the looks on their faces, it was just really amazing to me to see, oh, I don't know, a lot of confusion, unhappiness, and, you know, just interesting conversations, people interviewing for jobs, high school students studying for finals, to parents and kids, and a group trying to figure out how to get their kids to listen and why are their kids struggling. And I don't know, it's just amazing to see all the turmoil that's going on in this world at all levels, all incomes, all races, all religions. And it was just interesting. It's like you could do a whole science experiment and just look at it and say, you know what? The people who complain the most or the bullies are the ones that are the most insecure, and they're trying to make others look bad so that they look better. They have fear and insecurity in their living. Do you agree?
I agree, yes. And I want to say something. I mean, we always see somebody struggling, and I encourage people to do this. When you see somebody struggling, make them smile. Just one smile can make a people's day. I mean, it can make a difference on a whole day of struggle. And I try to do it. I'm not going to lie. I see somebody struggling. Hey, I touch him. Just give him a smile. Make that difference. And I mean, I feel like little things like those is what makes a community better. It makes just the world better. It can make yourself better. If you make somebody smile, that smile is going to spread, because then the person you made smile, they're going to be smiling. Somebody else is going to smile. And I feel like nowadays, everyone struggles. Everyone has bad days. I have bad days, but we just got to try to make it better, even though the struggle can be big and real and all that. We should try to make the best of it. Because never know. I don't know when my last day is going to be here. I don't know if I'm going to wake up alive tomorrow or not. If I'm even going to wake up tomorrow. So you got to try to make the best out of every minute and try to leave something positive in life.
Yeah, and I agree. And that's kind of how I live my life. I mean, again, I'm not going to go into my story, but having been in an accident where I could have lost my life and should have lost a family member and given second chances, you always look at life different. But one thing I'd like to leave all of our listeners, and this takes courage, and you have to make sure that you do this with the right frame of mind, but one simple question you can ask somebody that you see that may be distressed or down is, how can I help you? And once you ask that question, a lot of times you get pushback, and then you just say, you know what, I just feel like there's something I can do, and I just feel like I was supposed to ask you, how can I help you? And it's amazing the conversations you can get into, amazing the things that you can do. And one other thing really quick is, a lot of us use credit cards, and so on. The card that I use the most, the picture on my card is a grill with a bunch of hot dogs on it being grilled. And when I use that card, it always leads to a conversation and a lot of laughter. And I made my wife put it on her card too, even though she didn't like the picture, because it leads to a conversation, like you said, a smile. So anyway, Luis, you got about 30 seconds. Any final thoughts before you go back to the family and have a good time?
Well, all I can say is to all of you out there, reach out to anyone, family members, friends, anyone, strangers in the street, and give out a smile. And don't give up. Just try to make people smile. Enjoy the little things.
That's right. And all we can do is influence. And the biggest and most powerful thing that we have for influence is our actions. Thanks, Luis, for being on. I hope we can do this again maybe in a week or two. I know next week it'll probably be Christmas Eve, but maybe in 2 weeks. To everybody out there, thank you. Luis, have a safe trip back, and tell your family hi. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays to everyone. Happy holidays, yeah.
All right, happy holidays, Luis. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening to Mastering Life Simplicity. This has been Jeff. Luis, have a great holiday.